Yeah, cause I got high ambitions, a boss bitch vision, I'm granting all my wishes. Hey hustlers, welcome back to another episode on the Girl Hustle Podcast. My name is Christy and I am so excited you're here today because I am going to be talking about how to think your way to success. Now, I do speak all the time about behaving your way to success, you know the phrase like don't wish for it, work for it, right? And it came to me today that I haven't shared the other side of this, and that is the mindset and the manifestation of success. And because, you know, this podcast is about fitness, that is what I'll be relating it to. But I want you to know that this concept I'm going to talk about today applies to every single area in your life. And I promise you, if you listen to the end of this and you really absorb what I'm talking about today, it's going to change your life. It changed my life, and it's taken me a long time to get to this mental place. And of course, I'm still working on it, but I just felt like I really needed to share this today. And, you know, because we are halfway officially through 2022, I want you to make the most out of the rest of this year, especially with your goals. So last week, I was talking to a client who's, you know, her goal is weight loss. And she was telling me that she was definitely feeling the hunger that week. And I could tell she had a little bit of resentment toward that feeling. And I understand because, you know, feeling hungry, it's annoying and it can be really irritating. But, you know, I stopped her and I said, hey, you know what? That's actually really exciting because that means that your body is in the process of change. And, you know, it's time to change your mindset about it so you don't resist and stall this process because of your mindset towards it. So, you know, I stopped and I explained the cost of change. Now, we all know this concept, right? If we want something, it's going to cost us something. You know, you go to the store and you buy something, it's going to cost you money. If you want to learn a new skill, it's going to cost you time. If you want to make physical changes, it's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you energy, physical discomfort, mental discomfort. It costs a lot. And where we get hung up and sabotage our success is with our mind being fixated on everything it's costing us and what we're giving up. And you know, yeah, there are days you'll be hungry. You might have a headache. You'll be tired. You'll be sore, but you push through. And you know, there's going to be times where you're going to have to say no to the alcohol and the dessert. You will be physically and mentally challenged, you know, around every corner throughout the entire process of achieving your goals. There are lots of costs associated with physical changes, wanting to become better. And that's just the facts. And when a lot of people, you know, get into their journey and realize this, they become so obsessed on everything they are giving up that they sabotage it. You know, they'll start their diet on Monday and quit by Thursday because each day, all they can think of is about, like I said, what they're giving up. And the days become very long and it's frustrating. They resent the process. And in turn, their minds and bodies are resistant to the work. And our minds will always tell us to take the path of least resistance. So they quit for the weekend, maybe, or they quit for good. Or, you know, they'll start back over on Monday. You know, it's just this cycle that doesn't stop. And it all comes down to that mindset. And the craziest part of all of this is that there is a way to completely disrupt this pattern. And you can do it today. You can do it right now. And it's this. Instead of being so focused on what you are giving up, focused only on what you're gaining. And when you can do this, I am telling you, I can testify of this. If you have been in a plateau or if you've been feeling stuck, your body is going to start making changes and the momentum is going to move forward. And it's not because it's magic. It's because you are simply focusing on what you are going to get in exchange. I mean, when you buy something at the store, are you only focused on the money it's going to cost?
Or are you excited about what you're going to be buying? If you're only focused on the money transaction, you're not going to enjoy what you're about to buy, right? So when you can become obsessed with what the cost is going to get you, you are going to be so excited when you feel the physical discomfort or you are tested mentally, because that tells you change is on the horizon. You have put yourself and you've finally reached a place where your body is changing. And all those costs, those little discomforts associated with it are a very, very exciting thing. And when you are excited for it, you are going to lean your energy into that momentum of moving forward and reaching your goals. And you're not going to resent the process. You're going to love it. And so when I'm in the middle of a cardio session and man, it starts to get really tough, I lean more into it, because when it does start to get, physically uncomfortable, that tells me my body is at a point where it's time to push. And so when I am feeling hungry, that tells me my body is changing and I'm in a calorie deficit, and awesome. I'm right exactly where I need to be. And so instead of like hating it and only obsessing about, having a cheat meal, I'm really, really excited about the physical and mental discomfort, because that means I am changing. And if you are not uncomfortable, you are not going to change. So you have to change your mindset about it. Your mindset will literally sabotage you or accelerate you forward. And it's in the simple, simple choice of focusing on and being excited about what you are gaining, not giving up. Why I love the process of physical change so much is because, not just because of the physical results, but because of the spiritual and internal gain that comes with it. When you can prove to yourself that you can do hard things and you can achieve your goals and you can flex discipline, the trust you have within you builds. And when you have trust in yourself, your confidence grows. And when you have all of that, you can begin to operate in a place of complete peace. And, I'll circle back to what that means, because there is another aspect to this mindset that can literally undo everything that I just talked about. And that is mentally and internally projecting that you don't like or want success. And I know you may be thinking like, why the heck would I be projecting that? And we do it pretty often. It's actually really crazy. I know it's going to sound a little bit out there, but just, hear me out. We project that we don't like or want success when we feel jealous and envious of other people's success. When you see a transformation picture and you feel jealous of their results, you are creating an internal script and projecting an external energy that you don't want or like success. And like I said, I know it sounds out there, but this does come full circle. When you feel angry or envy towards others, you sabotage your own success. And this is because your mind and body now has taken on a negative energy that is clogging and taking up space in your mind that is going to make you resent and resist your own process of change. And if you struggle with this, like I did, and still do sometimes because it takes practice, I want you to try to do what I do. When I see someone else killing it, whether they are at the gym or if it's online, or if a friend calls and tells me that they've gotten a job promotion or whatever, I think to myself and even say out loud, I am so happy for them. I respect that work. Good for them. That's freaking awesome. We all deserve to have success. I'm so happy for them. I practiced saying this when I would initially feel envious or jealous of other people. And even if I didn't actually feel happy for them, just by practicing this, I began to really feel happiness for other people. Like really genuinely feel happy for them, because there is enough success to go around for everyone. Everybody deserves happiness. They deserve results. They deserve success. And it is so important for us to project those feelings of happiness, because this is what it's going to do for you. When I started saying that in every scenario that used to make me feel jealous, it changed the game for me, because I no longer had negative thoughts about them being projected out into the universe and boomeranging back to me. It freed my mind and released me from this prison state that was making me feel frustrated and doubtful of my own journey. Am I not making results fast enough? Am I not doing the right things? Like, it truly creates this, like I said, this negative energy that makes you doubt everything, and then you become resentful and resistant, and then it just spirals back to the very beginning of what I was talking about in this podcast. Now, it is really important to note that if you do have those feelings, it's being caused by something you are doing or not doing in your life. If you feel jealous that someone else is out there, you know, slaying, it's because you want that too. But you are most likely not giving it 100%, or maybe because you haven't even started. And it's important that when you feel those feelings, you need to do a quick gut check and unpack why you feel that way and fix it. And you need to also remember, when you are observing other people, you may be on chapter 3 and they may be on chapter 25, right? And so instead of feeling jealous and envious, you need to be happy for them. And by seeing other people's success, all that tells you is that it's possible and you can do it too. When you can reach this place where you can focus all of your attention on what you're gaining and not what you're giving up, and genuinely be happy for other people's success, I'm telling you, you're going to reach a place in your life of peace. And when you have this peace, there will no longer be people or situations or posts that will control your internal thoughts about yourself. When you can work from this place of calm, your outlook on everything and your life will change. I promise you it will. How and where you project your thoughts will be your ultimate life's compass. That is something that I have learned over these last few years. And for a very long time, I was stuck on that negative space where I was resistant to the process. I felt jealous. And I just decided to try something different. I can't even tell you what it's done for my own life. And I am so excited to share this with you, because I know it's going to change yours too. When you can combine behaving and thinking your way to success, success is going to be inevitable for you. So focus on the gain, not the cost. Genuinely wish for the success of your friends, for strangers you see, and the universe will boomerang all of that positive energy back into your life. And the process of your own transformation is going to become such a rewarding thing. I can't even tell you. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, wish for all of you success and amazing results. I know you have the potential. I respect your hustle, and I love being able to work alongside you. But just remember, everything you need to succeed is already inside you. Until next time, hustlers. I make my own decisions, my lifelong mission, releasing inhibitions.